Formerly Willoughby Square Open Space, Abolitionist Place commemorates the 19th century abolitionist movement and its ties to Brooklyn. Abolitionist Place brings green space and community amenities to downtown Brooklyn, further enhancing the growing commercial, residential, and cultural hub. NYE set to bring on community engagement consultant to oversee future use of 227 Duffield Street, former home of abolitionists Harriet and Thomas Truesdell. New York City Economic Development Corporation NYSEDC and Downtown Brooklyn Partnership DBP held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to commemorate the opening of Abolitionist Place, a new 1.15-acre public space in the heart of downtown Brooklyn. The open space is a key component of the Downtown Brooklyn Redevelopment Plan, a set of space and infrastructure commitments made in 2004 as a part of a comprehensive plan to facilitate the continued growth of downtown Brooklyn. In the 20 years since the redevelopment plan was announced, downtown Brooklyn has experienced sizable growth and development, resulting in a vibrant, 24/7 live-work-play destination. The new open space, designed by renowned landscape architecture firm Hargreaves Jones, includes a children's play area, lawn, dog run, ornamental plantings, water play feature, and multiple seating areas. Abolitionist Place will be managed and programmed by DBP, an instrumental partner throughout the redevelopment. In 2019, the city renamed Willoughby Square Open Space to Abolitionist Place, commemorating the 19th century abolitionist movement and its significant ties to Brooklyn. Planning for the development of Abolitionist Place has been underway since 2010, when NYSEDC facilitated a community design process with residents, stakeholders, elected officials, and city agencies. High-quality public spaces aren't just a luxury, they're a necessity, and they're a key to our city's economic recovery, said New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Abolitionist Place will provide downtown Brooklyn with that vital community space while also paying tribute to the role that this neighborhood played in the abolitionist movement. Our thanks to the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership, which has been a tremendous partner in creating this new open space and in our efforts to reimagine downtown Brooklyn into the vibrant, 24/7 neighborhood that it is today. Downtown Brooklyn has undergone significant growth over the past 20 years, resulting in the transformation of the area from a civic district with a major shopping corridor, into one of the country's most dynamic mixed-use downtowns. While in 2004 it was envisioned that it would mostly experience growth in office space, the result was very different: extraordinary residential growth, the emergence of the Brooklyn Cultural District, a strong and growing education sector, new retail and entertainment venues, and new office space for the tech and creative sectors. This multi-use urban environment serves the residents, businesses, academic institutions, and cultural institutions of downtown Brooklyn and its surrounding communities. In partnership with the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs DCLA Percent for Art Program, artist Kenseth Armstead was selected to design a site-specific public art installation commemorating the abolitionist movement. Armstead's proposed installations, True North, Every Negro is a Star and Conductors, will be presented to the New York City Public Design Commission for conceptual review at their public meeting later in May 2024. DCLA anticipates installation of the artwork could begin in 2026. True North, Every Negro is a Star, True North provides an immersive leap into the point of view of the Africans. Facing the night sky, the observer is transformed from a passive to an active participant searching for freedom in nature's celestial map. Conductors, presents images of some figures in the African diaspora that assisted the formerly enslaved to achieve self-liberation. These works allow viewers to engage the abolitionist face-to-face on a human scale. Abolitionist Place is adjacent to 227 Duffield Street, home of abolitionists Harriet and Thomas Truesdell from 1851 to 1863. In February 2021, the Landmarks Preservation Commission designated the Harriet and Thomas Truesdell House an individual landmark with then Brooklyn Borough President Adams' support. The City of New York assumed ownership of 227 Duffield in March 2021, and completed significant stabilization work in April 2023. NYSEDC has begun the process of bringing on a consultant to oversee a forthcoming community engagement process focused on 227 Duffield Street. The consultant will be tasked to fully document the historical significance of the site and develop a long-term strategy to honor that history. About NYSEDC. The New York City Economic Development Corporation is a mission-driven, nonprofit organization that works for a vibrant, inclusive, and globally competitive economy for all New Yorkers. We take a comprehensive approach, through four main strategies: strengthen confidence in NYC as a great place to do business, grow innovative sectors with a focus on equity, build neighborhoods as places to live, learn, work, and play, and deliver sustainable infrastructure for communities and the city's future economy. To learn more about what we do, visit us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. About DBP. The Downtown Brooklyn Partnership is a not-for-profit local development corporation that serves as the primary champion for downtown Brooklyn as a world-class business, cultural, educational, residential, and retail destination. Managing three business improvement districts bids that cover downtown Brooklyn: the Metro Tech bid, Fulton Mall Improvement Association, and Court Livingston Schermerhorn bid. The partnership's diverse activities include attracting new businesses and improving the environment for existing companies, facilitating the construction of public spaces and streetscapes that promote an active and cohesive community, supporting and promoting downtown Brooklyn's cultural assets, and encouraging a sense of place and an engaged civic community.